Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah Teala extols the virtues of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira. Wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi'iznihi wa sirajan munira. The Nabi being the greatest benefactor for mankind is obvious. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. And mankind cannot differentiate between right and wrong. He cannot differentiate between the actions of Jannat and Jahannam. He cannot differentiate between pure and impure. He cannot differentiate between halal and haram. And then the Nabi comes in and he teaches mankind the right values, the right systems, what is purity, what is impurity, what is righteousness and virtue, what is vice and sin, what is liked by Allah Ta'ala and what is disliked by Allah Ta'ala. So it is the Nabi that is going to do this. Right? And it is for this purpose why Allah Ta'ala has created the entire universe. مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So whole system, so many diverse systems within the universe, and all have been created for this. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, who is going to teach it is going to be the Nabi. On the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِيَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. The earth will be in a violent commotion. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةَ. And that commotion will be like, يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةَ تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةَ. Like how you see a ship in a stormy water. One side to the other side has been rocked from one end to the other end. So the earth will be rocking like that. And then, if you recite the surah, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. Right? وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ. The sun has lost its luster, finished. Stars are breaking away. And وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. In the Arab, the thing that was most valued was the she-camel. And the she-camel that was 10 months pregnant, وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. It was the most prized commodity. And when it's about to deliver, the 10th month is the delivery month, like how men 9th month in the camel is about 10th month, 10th or 11th month. So it's just about to deliver. On the one end, the camel is the most prized commodity, and then the she camel, and it's about to deliver. You can imagine now how valuable. وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ. So Allah Pak says, The day of Qiyamah will be so awful, so frightening, that animal also will be neglected, not cared about it. Most prized thing, and it is just left. يَوْمَ تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِيَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. In the earth, we don't know of a muhabbat, of a relationship, that is greater than a mother to the child. And the child that is still milking, so that bond is tremendous, affinity is so thick. But this mother will forget her child as well. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِيَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذِي حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. One is the mother is forgetting. The she-camel is being forgotten. She is neglected. The mother has forsaken her child, her only child that was sucking the milk still. She's forgotten the child. Imagine how horrible this day will be. We haven't seen fear, so we don't know what it is like. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ And wild animals all gather together. You don't see the deer and the elephant, the lion together. You don't see that. But وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ All wild animals all will be gathered together. Lion, tiger, deer, springbok, everything all together. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ Then, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ One is, you've seen now that the animal is neglected, that was most dear. And then the animal that were wild, that could not see the other, and they are all gathered together. Then, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ That child that was buried alive, that child will be asked, for what crime were you killed? بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ And the verse, those children can also be included, were aborted, right? They were already full term. Child was already full term, 4 months and above, where all the limbs have been formed. The Ruh is already infused. The Ruh is infused. The limbs have already formed. Now, after that, the mother or the child or the father or both, with both consent, and the child is killed and then flushed out of the system. So it was a murder committed by the own parents. Changing the word around will not change the crime. Say murder, right? And if you say, well, you can't call it a murder. Say he took away his life. Whether you say he took away his life or murdered himself, both will be one and the same thing. Changing the word around, you'll not change the haqiqat. In this age and this zamana, this is also a great trick. The words are changed around. For zina, they say extramarital activities. So the common person, he is confused when you say extramarital activity, what is meant? Perhaps you were a second wife, third wife, extramarital, marital. Because now in the English, they only used to getting married once. He got married more than the others, so he got extra married. Now, how the person gets confused, extramarital activity, whereas it's zina, haram, suraj is suraj. You can't see now, suraj is a pudding. Change the name, you can't change it. That haram will remain haram. But they want to legalize it, they want to legitimize, give recognition, so they just change the word around and make it look palatable, make it look permissible. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ So such a big, heinous crime. The own parent have killed their own child. That child is asking Allah Ta'ala, O Allah Ta'ala, ask these parents of mine, why did they kill me? The whole world was given a chance to live, to see the world, and to accumulate rewards and sawab and come to you. But why was I deprived? What are the parents going to say? You know, it was too much for us. We couldn't go to the Bergs and Umrah and all that if we had you around. Will that work? Will that answer work? I was murdered for your Umrahs. I was murdered for your enjoyment, your Bergs. I was murdered for your Milky Lane. I was murdered for your entertainment and your joy. Will that work? Will that work by Allah Ta'ala? وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ Imagine the child comes before Allah Ta'ala. You are there. Parents on one side. Your child is on one side. Your child is asking Allah, ask his people, why they killed me? Why wasn't I given a chance? The whole world is given a chance. Why wasn't I given a chance? ve izel mev'udetu su'ilet bi eyyi zembin kutilet. Imagine this day, kıyamet. So through all this, what Allah Pak wants is we create a concern. We don't run around randomly without concern, without a focus, without any recognition of Allah Ta'ala. We realize that there is in Allah Ta'ala, where we stand before Him, stand before the judgment seat, there's going to be a proper accountability. You're going to be scanned right through. Everything is going to be scanned. You're putting through a scan machine. Your whole life is being scanned before Allah Ta'ala. Fi yawmi kaza, fi makani kaza, fa'alta kaza. You did this in this place at this time. And there's no way you can reject. You can't refuse. You can't deny that. Because وَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Whatever you've been doing, it's before you, like a video clip now. Video clip, Allah Pak saying, fi yawmi kaza, makani kaza, fa'alta kaza. Is there any way you can refuse? Any way? You said this word, you did this work here, with this person here, at this time, at this place. And then the whole video is shown to you. Can you refuse? Can you deny? وَإِذَا الْمُؤُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ اِكْرَعْ كِتَابَكْ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Person is alive, so he's got his books of deeds. كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ. And they are noting down, recording one after the other. Everything is being recorded. مَا يَلْفِزُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. One word, raqib, is an angel that's guarding you. Atid, ready to record it. Atid, ready to record. Said one word, you did one thing, there's an angel ready to record. Forget your action, even your word. It's ready and it's recording. How careful we need. So what Allah wants from this whole thing is, have we got that consciousness? It's creating that consciousness that we have to stand before the judgment seat. Khawf, khashyat. This falls into the place and everything is working. And if this is not in place, then nothing can work. That khawf, that fear, that realization, that recognition, it's in you, that everything is working. Imagine you are a very, very expensive plant, machinery, right? Hundreds of accessories, plants and whatever. Everything got top of the art, right? But it is not connected to the powerhouse. The electricity is not connected. You've got a magnificent plant, all machinery, all top of the art, right? But it is not connected to the electricity. I ask you, can anything work? You just have to connect the thing for that thing to start working. So you can get connected with khashyat. You can get connected with ihsan and with khashyat. Without that ihsan and khashyat, it is just a robot, like, you know, it's a robot. We got everything in place, but it's lifeless. And when that khashyat comes in, when that ihsan comes in, now that which was dead becomes alive. So you got everything in this masjid now, you got everything, right? You got fans, you got electricity, you got plug points, you got lights, you got water coming in, right? You got the water connection, everything you got. You got a light connection, you got a water connection, and you got all accessories, everything. You need a fan, an aircon, a stove, a fridge, any other appliance you want, you got everything. Right? But I ask you now, until you don't have the water connection connected and the electricity connected, I ask you, will you want to stay in that house? Will you want to be in that house for just 2 days? Only 2 days. Okay. So you see the position of khashyat and ihsan. That's the ihsan and khashyat. We consider that to be a small thing, whereas that's life. مثل المؤمن الذي يذكر الله ولم يذكر الله كمثل الحي والميت. One who's got the recognition, understands Allah Ta'ala, and he doesn't see Allah Ta'ala, he doesn't think of Allah Ta'ala, dead and alive. Such a big difference, worlds apart. Right. So this khashyat, this awareness of Allah Ta'ala, at any given time, you before Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala is watching you. This is what is wanted. This is the thing that will connect you. This is the thing that will make the dead into life. This is the thing that will bring about the value in you. Without that connection, there's no value. Look at the plant, there's no electricity, so is there any value? But what am I going to do with this plant? With all this machinery, when there's no connection. You've got no connection here. What am I going to do with all this? You've got a takeaway, but no connection. You've got no fuel, no connection. What am I to do? If there's absolutely no connection, there's no fuel that's supplied here, then this is going to rot away. It'll be a stench for the whole town. So your actions also will be like a stench, will be a smell. First, it will die, so people will not perceive the smell as yet. But when it's dead, and then give it a few days, then the thing bloats. Right? The stench comes out. Before it was just perceived by the person that was immediate. But after some time, then it is perceived far and wide. Everybody eat. Don't go this, the smell. Terrible smell. So the same happens with your Islam and with your deen. Initially, when that ruh and the soul, that essence of Islam goes out initially, then you are like dead. You don't have that khashiyat, you don't have that ihsan. You're like dead. But people can't perceive it. But give it a few days now, that rot will turn into a stench, into a stink. Now that thing will be perceived far and wide. Everybody will see it. Whole world will see it. So then it becomes a disgrace, an embarrassment. It was already an embarrassment when he died. When he died, it was an embarrassment already. When that ihsan was out of you, when that khashyat was out of you, you were already an embarrassment. But just that people could not perceive it. But after a few days, now the thing became perceivable. It became visible. So now nobody likes you. Nobody talks of you. They move away. They run away from you. Stench. See the ihsan. See this khashyat. So in the Quran, wherever Allah Ta'ala makes madah of the believers, he talks about khashyat. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا. Generally, in this world, our whole mechanics, right, or mathematics, how it works, or mathematics work like this. This person here is a millionaire, is a billionaire, is a trillionaire. So he's got this type of a social standing, right? Either millionaire or either in the worldly field, what type of learning and perfection he's got. Or he's an accountant, engineer, he's an architect, he's a lawyer, right? So we read them accordingly. But Allah Pak says in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا. What's the ayat before that? Three ayats before that? What's the pehle? Before that? يحسبون أنما نمدهم به من مال وبنين نسارع لهم في الخيرات. In this world, we think man has got wealth, children, or the wage to earn wealth, because all these degrees are wage to earn wealth, right? Wealth and the wage to earn wealth. So generally, we rate the person high because of his wealth or the wage to earn wealth. Or children, in other words, popularity. He's so popular, right? Hashim Amlana. So, appearing in the television, here, there, everywhere. So now, we rate the person because of his worldly popularity. أَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّمَا نُمِدُّهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ مَالِ وَبَنِينَ نُسَارِعُ لَهُمْ فِي الْخِيرَاتِ بَلَّا يَشُرُونَ. You didn't understand. Kya samajhta hai? Tu ne bilkul kuch samjhai nahi kuch cheez. Tu bi-aqal hai. بَلَّا يَشُرُونَ. You've got no understanding. So this is not the standard by Allah Ta'ala. The same theme is repeated again in Surah Al-Fajr. Right. إذا إن الإنسان هذه الآية إذا أكرمه إذا أنعمه ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فنعمه وأكرمه فيقول أكرما. Allah gave him a lot of things, worldly, material. فيقول ربي أكرما. Allah, you honored me. See, I got this degrees, I got this diploma, and I'm so popular. I got this type of wealth. I can just pull off these cards, you know. This card here, and I'll just show it. Anything. I got the influence. I got the contacts. Ida innal insana, was it? Ida na'amahu. فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أعلن. Allah Pak just pulls it away and he constrains it, he tightens his sustenance. فيقول ربي أهانن. He says, Allah Pak, now you disgraced me. Where I was, you know, living in Balito, now I'm living in Chassis. Look at the disparity, yeah? From where to where. We are living in Balito now, we are living now. So you consider that to be an act of disgrace, an insult. فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَنْ كَلَّا. No, no, it's not like that. You missed the whole point, you missed the boat. It's not like that. How are you talking about? How you think? It's not like that. بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ. Now the works of honor, the real works of honor, Allah accounts it. So this first verse, أَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّمَا نُمِدُّهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ مَالِ وَبَنِينَ نُسَارِعُ لَهُمْ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. That person who is just progressing, so what he thinks, that we are giving him a lot of good, pushing him ahead, pushing him. نُسَارِعُ لَهُمْ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ بَلَّا يُشْعُرِشُونَ. You don't understand. تُنَتُوا سَمْجَائِنَي. So then he counts, what is the standard? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. First thing counts, خَشْيَةِ. See, when you got that khashyat, it's like that connection. Then everything will work. That plant will work, that accessory will work, that machine will work, everything will work. Provided you got the connection. The light will be there, the water will be there, everything. You got the connection, water connection, electrical connection. Now it's a house you can live, you want to be around. But minus the connection, nothing is working. So that's why Allah speaks about it first. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. الذين هم من خشية ربي مشفقون والذين يؤتون ما آتوا وقلوبهم وجلة أنهم إلى ربهم راجعون. Again, he starts it off with إن الذين هم من خشية ربي مشفقون. And then يؤتون ما آتوا وقلوبهم وجلة أنهم إلى ربهم راجعون. And he ends it up again with خشية, again with fear. Their hearts are brimming with fear that they have to come back to Allah Ta'ala one day. No matter how you look at this whole equation, however you look at it from the right, from the left, from in front, from above, from beneath, however you look at this equation, you have to return. You have to touch that grave. No matter how much you fool yourself, three places I normally say, Cape Town is waterfront, Durban is Milky Lane, and Joburg is Zoo Lake, right? I don't know if there's maybe another place also. But these are the places where people go and hang around. Right? No matter how much you hang around there, how much you dream of that Zoo Lake or waterfront or Milky Lane, right? No matter how much you dream, but you will have to go to that Kabristan. You will have to go. No matter how you look at it, from which angle, from which perspective, from which dimension, what you think of yourself, but all that. One friend of mine was telling me, he went to Dubai. Today, now that's a shopping ground for the wealthy, right? Shopping ground. I think of Dubai and I think Doob Gaya, Labak Bachaya. So he says that he went there. So there's a couple of things to see now, some masjid or some Sultan masjid, whatever. So then they took him to the Kabristan, near there was the Kabristan. So the personal is guiding him, you can see. this person that's buried here, he was the wealthiest person in the whole Dubai. You can't find a wealthier person in the whole Arab state. He was so wealthy, so wealthy. And besides him is buried the poorest pauper in the whole of Dubai. Poorest, he used to be begging, right? He was one of the poorest, everybody knew him, poorest person. But now look at the contrast and look what a lesson you can learn from that. That once you died, both of you are same, identical. The poorest, the pauper, and the king. Both of you are the same. Same sand, same 6 feet, under the ground, sharing the same land, absolutely same. You're no different to this person here. Absolutely no different. So the thing that connects you is the same khashyat. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. In spite of you doing all type of good deeds, charitable works, or whatever you're doing, but your heart is still trembling. قُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. I can't say that I did this, so I passed. يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا. They're giving, but the heart is trembling still. In spite of them giving, but the heart is still trembling. Because the certificate of awards, certificate of rewards, will only come after death. It doesn't come before death. Here, you paid something and you got a warranty, you got a guarantee, right? What, you got it? Extended warranty, extended guarantee, everything you got, right? But there, that award and reward will only come after you died. After you have died, then will that award and reward come. Radiyatam mardiya, that is the reward and the award, but that comes only after death. So until you're around, you can't celebrate. Like you wrote a board exam, right? Medicine board exam. The results haven't come out. And you're celebrating. What do you say? Ye pagal kahi ka? Bewakuf kahi ka? What do you say? They're stupid, bhai. The results haven't come out. And what are you celebrating for? You can only celebrate after the results. You know, I work so hard, I must get good results. You may say what you want, but that mark is in someone else's hands, not in your hand. You don't know what they may fail you. You don't know the way they may just bring you down. For some discrepancy, they just brought you down. For something or the other, you don't know it. And they know it. And they just brought you down, they pulled you down. So the penny is in someone else's hand. So you are afraid. You don't know what you'll be pulled out for. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ. So Allah Bak says, this is the criteria. أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. They are the ones that are rushing, that are escalating. These are the ones that are going up. They are moving. أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. They are the foremost. They are foremost. They are the ones that are rushing to. See, how we count, يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّمَا نُمِدُّهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ مَالِ وَبَنِينَ. How we think, how we reason, and Allah Pak is showing it, that how Allah Ta'ala accounts that person, how he sees the person, and how we see the person. We see it differently, and Allah Pak sees it differently, totally different. Right. See that whole manzar of Qiyamat. So this is what Allah Pak wants, to connect us. When he's talking about khashyat and khawf, that he wants to connect you. Once you got that, then you're moving. Wherever you are, then you can't do wrong. It's going to be practically impossible for you to do wrong. If that khashyat has come to that level, that fear has come to that level, then it's like very unlikely that you can do the wrong. It's like, for example, man is short fused, right? He's short fused. You know, he's a short fuse. He can do anything. He'll do something now, and he'll think about it after 1 year. So he's short fused, right? He's already cocked the gun. He's got it against your head. And he's got his beautiful daughter right before you. And you know he's short fused, and he is a very jealous person about his children. Will you ever flirt around? Will you ever look in that direction? You know that he'll do first, and he'll think about it afterwards. I ask you, any temptation, any feeling? No feeling. Because that thing is suspended over your head. You know, it's a life or death situation. This is, it's a life and death situation. So when you have Allah Ta'ala at that level, that it's impossible, it's unlikely that you commit a wrong. You're committing the wrong because we don't have that khashiyat. If we had that khashiyat, it's not at that level. It's just at a very, very primary level, you know, entry level fear. You know, have fear for Allah Ta'ala. It's just balancing of the tongue. It's not deep in the recess of the heart. So we're talking of Nabi Sallam and his hukuk, right? This was the topic. Allah Ta'ala introduces. Imagine Nabi Sallam's maqam, that Allah Ta'ala introduces Nabi Sallam. In Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidaw wa mubashshiraw wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi'idhni wa sirajan munira. A radiant lamp. All this. Da'iyan ila Allahi bi'idhni. Shahidaw wa mubashshiraw wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi'idhni wa sirajan munira. That's the last one. Sirajam Munira, a radiant lamp, right? So Nabi Sallam has been likened to a lamp, not to the sun, right? Why? The sun is not accessible. Can you reach the sun? Lamp is accessible. Right? When you talk about the sun and reaching the sun, so you feel a ghabrat feeling. You know, you go there, you'll come nearer. The nearer you'll come, you'll roast and toast, right? But you have got a familiarity with the lamp. You've got an understanding. You can touch that thing, you can take it around. You're familiar. Sun, you get scared. So the Nabi Sallam, he is such a person that any person comes near him, he becomes familiar to him. From the distance, you will feel overawed, right? Nusirtu bil, what's that word? Ru'ub, bil ru'ub, masafata shahrin. Nusirtu bil ru'ubi, masafata shahrin. So from the distance, you will feel in awe. But as you come close to him, now you feel familiar, so nice, like, you know, it's a person that I've been missing. Maaf kare if I use the words. Someone said the word, Hazar saal pehle mujhe tumse pyar tha. Like as though I know you for thousands of years. We're only getting to each other now, but as though I always knew you. The familiarity that is born in the heart of that mu'min, that I always knew him. Can you think in your heart, from when did I know Nabi Sallam? Can you think? You think it's permanent. The love is so deep in the heart of a mu'min that you can't find where it started from. If you trace back, can you trace? You can't trace it. Like you always were in love. The love was always. See? So, he's been compared, he's been likened to a siraj, to a lamp. Right? So you've got a familiarity, you've got a liking, you've got a love. Right? The natural love. One is like, you have to think now and create a love, create a passion. Right? I told you, you must take this cough syrup. Now, you have to create a love for that cough syrup. You don't like it because of it being bitter. You have to create a liking for it. And one is a natural love. You're just fond, just familiar. Your heart is there, attached. See, so siraj, right? Familiarity. The second reason, perhaps, why Allah Pak used the word siraj, right? Is because from one lamp, you can lighten up millions of lamps. Right? One lamp can light up millions of lamps without its light decreasing in any way. That thing will lighten up millions and billions of lamps. And will you hear, because of it lightening millions of lamps, will you ever hear that thing is decreased in any way? It never decreases. The more it will give, the more it will just, the luster will just grow. The luster will just grow. So the wisdom's light will just grow. And it doesn't decrease. He provides, and the more he provides, and the more the luster, the more he provides, the luster just grows. Beauty just grows. Adds and adds, Sirajam Munira. So he lightens the hearts of the believers. Allah Pak has made this world cause and effect, right? Things don't happen directly. You see anything happening directly. Children come through the agency of parents, right? Does it happen directly? Allah Pak says, all the people of the world come out on the Springer Beach grounds, and today I'm giving all children. Just wait now, just wait for you with your cradles. And children will just come. Does it happen like that? So he gives it to you through the agency of parents, right? Rain through the agency of clouds. Evaporation, evaporation, condensation, right? And then with the clouds, Allah will send it down, right? So he can send it straight. You want rain? Straight, I'll give it to you. You don't even look for it. You will just see it. It's water just gushed forth. It just gushed out. He doesn't have to, he doesn't have to get it to this whole process. But Allah Bakshana, you go through the whole process. You want education? Allah Bakshana just give you. You can, one chip you can just plant into your system and then you call it education. Can't he do that? Is it impossible for Allah Ta'ala? You can just plant a chip in you. Everything you're talking and you talking French and Latin, everything you talk. Isn't it possible? A computer, you put a chip that thing can talk to you in Latin or in French. Can Allah Bakshana do it? He can do it. But no, no. If you want education, you have to go through the agency of a teacher. You don't go through that agency of a teacher, you don't want to get it. So Allah Pak has designed the system, cause and effect. By the same token, you want the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you want progress in deen, you want to progress in righteousness and virtue, then you will have to go via Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You can't get straight, you can't go straight. No, no, I want to become virtuous, I want to become righteous, but I want to go to Allah Ta'ala straight. You're not going to get the access, you'll have to go through Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Come this way, in order to get to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And you want to go straight, you can't. You'll be a lost case. See? Like in education, you have to go via the teacher, right? Children via wife. Rain via the cloud, right? For light via the sun. Can you imagine the whole world lighting up without the sun? But can't Allah Pak do it, lighten the whole world without the sun? You can do it. But you want that light, you'll have to go through the sun. Sun will lighten the whole thing up. And the more exposure you've got to the sun, the more you will be brightened. The less exposure to the sun, and proportionately the light will decrease. The more exposure, the more sun, more benefit. So now the question is now, then how do you get that type of connection with Allah Ta'ala? وَسِيْرَاجَ مُنِيرًا. So you'll have to go through سِيْرَاجَ مُنِيرًا. Now, how do you go through سِيْرَاجَ مُنِيرًا? That radiant lamp. How do you get the access to the radiant lamp? How do you get the proximity? So Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib says, through two things. One is, اتِّبَاعِ sunnat. The more you commit yourself to the sunnah, then in proportion to how much you commit yourself to the sunnah, you become closer to that siraj, to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You become closer. Right. So you want that exposure to the sun, right? So there'll be a way to get that exposure to the sun, right? Now they're building shops and big factories. They're trying to attract natural sunlight. So I've heard of it, right? That they want to do it with electricity as much as they can. So they'll have some type of a ceiling where they can attract the light. Glasses where they will attract light on the roof, on the walls, etc. That they will attract the light. So you want to attract the light of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What you want to attract? The light of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in order to get to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So the idea is how do you go about doing it? In the worldly sense, to get the light of the sun, you know how to get that light. But now to get that light of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to come closer to Allah Ta'ala, then how do you get that? Then you don't say, it's just a small sunnah, it's a sunnah, hi to hai. Don't say that. Then you look for every way, right? The sunnah here, that sunnah, sunnah. Try and get this one in my life, that one in my life. Yeah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never retaliate, he never took revenge, right? For his personal self, no revenge. Hatta idha untuhikat al hurmatu. But if the sanctity of the Sharia was violated, untuhikat al hurmatu, when the sanctity of the Sharia was violated, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was angered. Otherwise, for his personal self, took away money or something, he was not concerned about it. Right? Anything happened, worldly sense, or his bodily and physical self, hurt him, not worried about it. But if the Sharia was violated, any command of the Sharia was violated, there, nothing can suppress his anger then. Because now, that untuhikat al-hurmatu means, that was the level of respect Nabi Sallam had for deen himself. Because you're not looking at whether it's small or big. You're looking at it from this respect, that whose command is this? Okay, it's Allah's command, and you've got scant regards for it. If it's your lounge, right? Your lounge, you know, state of the art. You did everything. Beautiful carpet. Carpet you got from, not from Iran, from Turkey. Even more expensive, right? More expensive. Million rand carpet you got, right? It's your carpet and your state of the art. And well done. And then someone comes and make julab there, make pisab there. Then what happened? What will happen? Right? You're an ordinary person now, right? Now imagine if it was the house of a member of the parliament, MP, then you'll get scared. When you get scared, MP's house, first of all, you don't get an entry there. Now you got an entry even and did this at his house. And then if it was the house of the prime minister, then you may get a life sentence, right? You may say, hey, this was doing a small thing here and I got a life sentence. But whose house it was, you see, whose house it was. So, untuhikat al-hurmatu, the violation of the sanctity of Allah Ta'ala. Any command, anything that connects you to Allah Ta'ala, anything about Allah Ta'ala, whether it is an alim, whether it is the law, whether it is the masjid, whether it is the azan, anything that connects you to deen, to respect it, and to show any type of scant regard to this thing here, that will just destroy you, finish you up. Everything will in you, any good in you will just go away. See that? إِذَا أُنْتُهِكَتْ الْحُرْمَةُ Command of Allah Ta'ala. Zina, you think it's a serious thing. But you think, it's a chota sa guna, what's wrong? Like I say, you come to your house and you put julap in your lounge there. You got a state-of-the-art lounge. How will you feel? You'll never call the person again. You never think of calling such a person. What he thinks of my house? You got such a pride about your house. First of all, the location, you got in Belito, then the lounge, the type of pieces you have got there. And this person comes and does this. Then, can you imagine your anger now, your fury and your anger, your rage, how it will rage? So, for Siraja Munira, we're talking of Siraja Munira. Nabi Sallam is a radiant lamp. Right? So one is anything to do with the Sunnah. Sunnah means Sunnah, Faraz, Haram, Halal, all. When you say Sunnah, all this comes under Sunnah. Whether it's Haram, whether it's Halal. Then you're not looking, hey, can you make a plan? How can you do this? No, you're not looking for all this. But I need to respect, I need to honor this. Every small or big command of Nabi Sallam, I must respect it. Prohibition or command, I must just respect it. Right. The second, he says, then to build muhabbat with Durood Sharif, thinking about his virtues, greatness, with faith and confidence, not just think of his virtues, but with a deep faith and confidence, i'tiqad, that he is Muhsin Azam, he is the greatest benefactor to mankind. More than your parents, more than everybody else, is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Right? So, with confidence and with love, extreme love, you read Durood Sharif. Maybe at all times you can't have that level, but when you remember, you refresh in that thought, you know, with that frame of mind, with love, with muhabbat, with that esteemed confidence and appreciation, as a token of appreciation, and read Durood Sharif. So with that, you get that access to that Siraj al-Munira. So now Nabi Sassam, he is the radiant lamp. So in proportion to how much you connect to the radiant lamp, you will become illuminated as well. You will become brightened. See, come to the lamp, lamp is bright, but you connected yourself, you also became brightened. Now that's the way that you become brightened. Allah Bhaktofi Nasib Kadeh.